Strange Adventure.
The schooner dropped anchor at last in the harbor of Santos, Brazil. It was a fever-ridden, dying crew that brought the craft into port. The crew of a plague ship. Yellow Jack, that curse of the tropics, had struck, and the men were dying fast, as were the inhabitants in the stricken city. George Osmond, one of the sailors, and the mate were soon the only men aboard. George gazed toward the beach and wondered if his chance of survival would be any better ashore. He made his decision, dived overboard, and swam toward the city. At last he reached the beach. Everywhere was death and desolation. People were dead and dying throughout the city, in the streets and along the beach. He came upon a road that led out into the country. Time passed and the road seemed endless. Near the side of the road, he saw a mule standing beside the huddled figure of a man. The animal snorted as George approached and gazed down at the small, dark form. He could tell that the man was a Hindu and that he was suffering miserably from fever. The stricken man smiled up at him.
I was riding away from Santos, but the fever hit me. So the gods have decreed that my road ends here. I have little time left.
Is there anything I can do for you?
There is water.
The fevered man pointed to the saddlebags on the mule. George gave the Hindu a long drink, then placed the bags by the side of the dying man. The Hindu beckoned for George to come closer.
You have been good to me, so I want you to have my money and this ring.
It was a huge, solid gold ring set with a large diamond.
Always keep this ring with you. As long as you have it, you will be successful in all you do. You will never be sick. Lose it, and you will lose everything. It's been bad luck to me because I stole it.
As the diamond of destiny left his finger, the old man dropped back dead. It was not long before George Osmond had a chance to test the weird power of this strange legacy. Later, George Osmond followed the road, coming at last to a city. He became a railroad builder, stretching trails of steel throughout the jungles. And the diamond ring never left his finger, except when he washed. It was on one of these occasions when tragedy struck. George had just washed up at the little construction camp in the heart of the jungle. As he was replacing the ring on his finger, the door of the washroom opened, and a huge man stepped into the room.
Bull Dawson, what do you want here?
Just your life, Osmond. In return for the life of my brother, you drove to death on that railroad job in Brazil.
The man drew a heavy revolver and fired. The ring dropped to the floor as Osmond's body crumpled. The man who had believed in the Hindu's diamond of destiny had lost the ring and his life at the same time. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again for another tale of
Strange Adventures.